Howdy fan, Making 8 Rodeo Network is proud to present the Making 8 Morning Show. I'm your host, Scott Meesick. It is time to sit back, get a grip, because the show starts right about now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my feet knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself bumped off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Still I got back up, bared down, and
go ahead and say I won. The game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won. Friday morning, rodeo fans and Making 8 Maniacs. That's right. It is time for another Making 8 Morning Show right here on Making8Rodeo.com. And we are kicking things off on a Friday with a banger. Let me tell you, we are ready to rock and roll. We are about a third of the way down to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, where the Making 8 Morning or the Making 8 Rodeo Network is going to be broadcasting live tonight. And we will be sitting back bringing you the live internet webcast. You can find it on Making8Rodeo.com. We'll have the Ustream links posted on Facebook and Twitter. So if you are fans or following us there, you guys can come on over and catch a look. Of course, Bucky the Bull will be there. We've got Katie Bartlett, who's actually in the back of the truck. It's a little too early for her. You know, it's only 10 o'clock down here in the great state of Oklahoma, so she's kind of still sleeping in. So I take that back. She has been awake. She's been a trooper, but I don't know how long that's going to last. We had to get her up early so we could get the rodeo roux ready to go. And for some of you who were listening to our show last weekend, you know that we gave the old Making 8 mobile studio the name Rodeo Roux. So we are on the road. We're in the rodeo roux. We've got a little Cheyenne here with us, and that's right. The kids will be joining us later, the two other ones, and of course, Mrs. Making 8, and we will be down here for a great webcast here tonight, and you guys can tune in to Making8Rodeo.com. We will have it in the live event center page. I know we got to get things switched around there, but it will be done, and we will have that up and running, ready to go for you fans, so make sure you guys tune in tonight. I believe the mutton busting is going to start at 7 o'clock, and then we'll have our little introduction, and then we'll carry it over to Brett Weldon and the G-Money Rodeo crew from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, so you guys can look forward to that. But, man, I'm telling you, before we even get started with our webcast here this weekend, we've got a big show lined up here for you today, and I am excited about it. This is the first time we've had an opportunity to talk with our guest here today, and of course, we know we got a lot of bareback riding fans in the house. Well, I couldn't think of a better guy to get on our show than the reigning world champion bareback rider in Casey Fields. So he's going to be joining us here in just a little bit, and man, I am excited for that. It's going to be a really cool time to sit down, so you guys make sure to get ready. Now, also want to let you fans know that on Monday at 10 o'clock Central Time for our Making 8 Morning Show, we are going to have Jim Putnam, who is our, yes, maybe Bill Putnam. Well, you know what? I got to go back and check my books. But anyhow, the Bull Riding Hall of Fame. Now, some of you folks have been kind of tuned in and checking things out and looking into it. I want to encourage you all to go over and check out the Bull Riding Hall of Fame. Now, this is a new and exciting venue that's just been brought into the rodeo community. They're going to be touching on some major things. They're going to be highlighting bull riders from all different associations. I think this is a huge thing. It could be a missing link that bull riding is really needing to bring things together. And I'm really excited for the things that are happening there. We're going to be able to sit down with those guys that are at the Bull Riding Hall of Fame and find out more information. We're also going to have phone lines open so you fans can call in and either comment about it or you guys can ask questions about it. If you guys have questions, you know, we'll be happy to try to answer them as best we can. Now, this is still in the groundbreaking it's in the groundbreaking performances. So, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done there. But with the guys there at Bull Riding Hall of Fame, with us, with you as fans, there's something that we can all do to help get this thing going. So make sure you guys tune in to our show on Monday, 10 o'clock Central Time, as we get ready to launch the Bull Riding Hall of Fame right here on Making 8 Rodeo Network. Man, I'm telling you, it is Friday. We are ready for a rodeo weekend. Now, we did miss the morning coffee show on Wednesday, and I apologize to the fans for that, and I apologize to, of course, Rob Smith, but that was our fault. We messed that up. I actually got my days mixed up. I was thinking it was Tuesday, and so I went back to bed trying to catch up on some sleep. As you guys know, you know, we are broadcasting these events live on the weekends now, but the archives will not be there until the following week. Mondays and or Tuesday nights, we will be streaming the event. We'll be re-airing it. We'll be in the chat room. We had a great time re-airing the Bulls in the Woods series from last weekend. We did that on Tuesday. And if you fans are sitting around looking for some rodeo or bull riding to catch up on, you know, you guys have watched the PBR, you guys have watched these other events, maybe you've been out to rodeos over the weekend, or maybe you're at the same event we're at, and you want to go back and listen to it or watch it again. Well, Monday and Tuesday nights, we are going to be re-airing it. And then, of course, after that, it'll be in the archives so you fans can go back at any time and watch it after that. But that's kind of the new format that we're laying down here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. We want to be able to interact with you guys. And it's really hard for us at these rodeo events for us to be able to get out there. We've got so much going on with the productions, with Bucky the Bull out here. We've got Katie, of course, is doing she's the pretty girl in front of the camera, and it really just makes things very difficult for us. So, you know, as much as we want to be able to connect with the fans during the live webcast over the weekends, it makes it real difficult. But we do try to get a chance to come in there and say hi. So, with that, we figured, well, hey, if we do it back again on Monday or Tuesday, we can sit here in the chat room. It's so much more relaxing, and we can just have fun. We can talk about the event, kind of recap some things that may have happened out there, talk about some of the highlights. It's a fantastic time for fans to sit around on a Monday and Tuesday night, watch a little rodeo, watch a little bull riding with other fans. It's a great opportunity. So make sure to pass the word along. Mondays and Tuesdays, 8 o'clock Central Time, we will be re-airing our broadcast from the previous weekend. So, and of course, if we don't have one, you know, that weekend, then we won't be rebroadcasting one on Monday or Tuesday. But yeah, so make sure you guys get ready, because it's we got a lot of cool things happening out here on making8rodeo.com, and we're glad that you guys can be a part of it. It's Friday, fans. Time for another rodeo weekend. Like I said, this weekend, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma is where we're headed. The G-Money Rodeo Crew, now just 2 weeks ago, they kicked off their season, their 2012 season from Miami, and we had a fantastic time there. Well, this is the second event for that M&M Custom Camper Series, so you guys can make sure to get ready. And we're going to have a parade tomorrow. We've got a performance tonight. We've got a Slack. We're even going to broadcast the Slack online, so you guys can check that out as well. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we want you guys to be a part of it. Like I said, Mutton Bustin' starts about 7 o'clock, so you guys can make sure to get ready for that. Come on over to the making8rodeo.com. Check out the Live Event Center. You'll also find the links on Facebook and Twitter here coming up this afternoon. So make sure you guys stay ready and stay close to making8rodeo.com. We will definitely have it together for you. Wow. Well, guess what? We are just a few minutes away from getting our guests lined up here. Casey Fields is going to be joining us in just a few minutes, fans. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we look to have Casey Fields join us right here on the Making 8 Morning Show. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Howdy, rodeo fans. Maniac Jim Buckaroos. Scott Misek here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Want to invite you all to go check out making8rodeo.com. with weekly radio shows such as Short Go Radio with our good friend Mike Anderson, Katie Bartlett, host of True Cowboy Radio, Full Talk Hour with Greg McKinley, The Morning Coffee Show with five-time champion Rob Smith, and of course, The Making Eight Morning Show with yours truly. Also check out our live rodeo webcast. And Thursday night, we have Rodeo Chat right from Twitter. We have all of your rodeo information and Bucky the Bull too. So get a grip on rodeo with www.making8rodeo.com.
To the Making Eight Morning Show right here on Making8Rodeo.com as we kick things off on a Friday morning. Getting you ready for a rodeo weekend, and I know we are. Katie has actually jumped up here in the co-host booth, I guess if you want to call it, the seat right next to me, and we're getting things fired up. Now, before we get our guest on the show today, Casey Field, we're actually going to talk a little bit about the PBR. The PBR is going to be in Idaho this weekend, and hopefully you fans are going to be tuned in. They are also going to have the 15-on-15 matchup up there, and this should be a really interesting weekend. We've also got Valderon, who's been dealing with injuries, is going to be back to try to compete to keep his standings up there in the top, you know, the top three. And of course, JB's been dealing with that injury, riding with his free hand. Really exciting to see him actually cover his bull there in the 15-on-15 matchup this past weekend. You know, that's a guy that we're pulling for. We're always pulling for all these guys. But, you know, I'm not quite sure. Valderon, with the, you know, concussions and things that he's dealing with, how effective is he going to be this weekend? But he doesn't want to lose those standings. I believe that he is going to be wearing a helmet. So it's going to be interesting to watch, and hopefully you fans will be tuned in. But like I said, we do have a guest that was lined up today, and we actually have him on the phone line. So we're going to throw him up here with us right now. I'm talking about the reigning world champion bareback rider, Casey Fields. Casey, are you with us?
Yes, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, we're doing great, man. How are you?
Oh, really good, really good.
Good. Well, welcome to the Making Eight Morning Show. Really excited to have you here as a guest, man. We don't have an opportunity a lot of times to talk with bareback or saddlebunk riders, so this is a real treat for our fans out here. And man, we're really excited to have you on today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, tell us where you're at right now, Casey.
I'm actually in Utah at my house right now. I just got done with my morning workout. I'm going to start my day. Got to do a little irrigating and no rodeos this weekend, so I'm kind of a little bit lost.
I understand that. I know that's, when you come around on a Friday or Saturday, it's like you feel like you're supposed to be somewhere else. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's really weird being home on a weekend. My buddies from home are all calling me wanting to go do something. I don't even know what to do, really.
That's for sure. Well, listen, Casey, let's kind of go back now. Obviously, a lot of the fans had an opportunity to watch you at the Wrangler National Finals this year, and that had to have been one of the most dominating events that we had the opportunity to watch. The bareback riding was really exciting to watch, and you won so many rounds. But how did you actually get started in the bareback riding?
When I got started in the bareback riding, I was about 11 or 12 years old. I grew up in rodeo. My dad, world champion cowboy. I was blessed and had the opportunities that he gave me to have bucking horses and bucking ponies around all the way growing up until high school, and just took advantage of it. And I knew that I wanted to be a world champion, and that was my goals when I was a young kid. And just started riding ponies when I was about 12 years old, and then found a really nice practice horse when I was about 14, and just rode that same practice horse over and over and over, three or four times a week until I was big enough and strong enough to handle real bucking horses, and then just started high school rodeo and an amateur rodeo, and took off from there.
So how did you make out? How did you fare when you were competing in the high school rodeos?
You know, I was a wreck in high school rodeo. I did all right. I rode okay, but I sure wasn't strong enough to handle a really good bucking horse. But I went to the high school finals a few times in the bareback riding and a few times in the team roping. And it started to click about my senior year in high school. I really seen a big notice. I could actually see what was going on during my rides and slow down a little bit where I could register when to spur and when to hang on and when to let them fly.
Okay. Well, you know, I want to throw that out there that, you know, in bull riding, the common thing is they say you really have to get about 100 bulls up underneath you before you really start. Actually, even almost, you know, some of them even refer to opening your eyes to be able to see the rides and know what you're doing out there. Is that the same way for the horses?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The rough stock events, the animals we get on are so powerful. I don't know if it's just the whiplash that we get or what it is, or just that your adrenaline's going so much and so fast and your heart's pumping and you're wanting to get in there and do your best. And then I don't know what it is about that 100th ride. It just seems like you're riding a bareback horse and you're not just getting yanked around, I guess. I'm not sure. But it's a whole different feel.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. But it's a cool feeling when you do finally hit that point. Am I right?
Oh man, it's the best feeling in the world. I remember the first time it happened with me, where I could actually from jump to the first jump to the last jump, where I spurred a horse, and I was just so excited I wanted to do it 100 times again. And it's a night and day difference once that happens.
Absolutely. Well, Jason, let me ask you, now, your parents are obviously, they're huge supporters, and your dad is a former world champion. Is that in bareback as well?
Yeah, he was a two-time world champion bareback rider and a three-time all-around champion.
Okay. Wow. So they obviously go. They were there at the finals, and we got to see them a lot. They actually sat behind your bucking chute that you were coming out on. Is that correct?
Yeah, they have had those seats since the finals went to Vegas, and to have them there, sitting right there above the chutes, it's pretty awesome. I can go up and talk to my dad before I'm riding, and just ask a little words of advice, or sometimes he doesn't even have much to say, which is most of the time he's pretty quiet. But my mom, she'll spat out something usually. It might not make sense, but she's trying.
All right. There you go. So, are they big supporters of you? Do they go to more than just the finals with you?
Yeah, they're huge supporters. If I don't call them 10 minutes after I'm done, my mom's calling within 20 minutes, and if I don't answer, she's calling right back just to see how I do. And they do like going to rodeos and watching me. But my dad and mom, they've done it their whole life, so they kind of pick and choose which ones they go to, just the ones close around home. And then they like to go to Vegas and Calgary and Pendleton, just the real cool rodeos, I guess you could say, the fun ones.
Sure, sure. Well, growing up as a kid, did you spend a lot of time on the road?
I don't remember a whole lot of it, but my mom says that my dad took us kids a lot, and we went on the road. My dad, after he retired, he started a rodeo company, and that's when I remember being on the road a lot with my dad and being there at the rodeos as he produced them. It was a lot of fun as a child growing up that way.
Sure, sure. I bet it is. Well, let's get into talking a little bit about now. You got into the PRCA how long ago?
This will be my fifth year in the PRCA.
Okay. And, you know, you've done rather well. You've been pretty successful throughout your career. But leading into last year and going into the Wrangler National Finals, how confident did you feel that you would really have that shot at that gold buckle?
You know, it was actually the year before where I really got my confidence and was eager to get going and really make my mark in the rodeo. In the seventh round of the 2010 NFR, I missed a horse out, and I was in contention for the world title. And I broke my arm that year in June, spent 3 months of the year out. And I realized last year in the seventh round how I was a competitor for the world title, and really took notice of that and really started pushing myself, practicing, working out, and doing all that, and coming into the finals, I knew that I was physically prepared, mentally prepared, and could ride any bucking horse out there, and was just jacked to get there.
It certainly showed, you know, starting off with round one. Now, you took the round one win. After round one, how confident did you feel at that point? I mean, really, you know, with the Wrangler National Finals being 10 rounds, you know, and we've actually heard you say it in interviews, anything can happen out there. But how confident did you feel, especially after getting that round one under your belt?
After the first round, I was just so excited. My emotions kind of took over, and I just had so much fun and was excited. And after the first round, I knew that I came here and I was prepared and I was ready for anything, and just crossed my fingers that I kept drawing good and no bad accidents happened or anything like that. And just after that, it just kept on flowing throughout the rest of the week.
So would you say it took a lot of that pressure off and just made it more enjoyable for you?
Yeah, that's probably the best way you could say it.
Yeah. Well, it certainly appeared that way, you know, watching you back home and watching you at South Point and all, you know, it just really seemed like, well, you know, Casey's just out there to have fun. And you know, I mean, we need to look at it like that, and it's hard because the competitiveness and the competitive nature that we have as athletes, you know, you want to win and you do push yourself so hard a lot of times to win, but, you know, once you do get, like you had on that first round, you know, it does take a lot of that pressure off, and it just makes things much more relaxing, and you can smile a lot more and kind of laugh and cut up. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. After the first round win, after the second one, it just felt like there was just a weight lifted off my shoulders, and I was just ready to go each and every night. There wasn't one thing that I was worried about. I knew that I was in there and was doing good, had a big lead in the average and the standings, and I knew if I just went there the next day and took care of business that everything would go good, and that's all that I did, and was there to have a good time. And no matter what happened, if I would have got bucked off in the 10th round and messed everything up, I would have been as happy as I could be, even winning the world title. I mean, just to go there and do that well was just amazing, and I couldn't be any happier.
Sure. Well, you know, and the Wrangler National Finals is really, man, they run you guys around so much. What are some of the things that you did while you were outside of the arena, like leading up to the event and all?
I made it a goal this year, or last year at the finals, to take my mornings and do a little morning workout and sit in the hot tub and slow down and kind of take a look at the night before and see how I could do better the next night or something different, not necessarily better, but just to prepare myself for each night instead of waking up and going and signing autographs at 10 in the morning and then going meeting somebody for lunch and then going meeting your family before the rodeo and then going back to your room and getting ready for the rodeo. And then instead of just being bam, bam, bam the whole week, in the mornings I took my time and did my own thing and didn't let anybody schedule me to do this or schedule me to do that, and it really helped me out tremendously.
Right, right. Well, let's talk about this season so far. How are you feeling out here hitting some of these events that you have? You know, how healthy are you, and how much are you looking forward to Cowboy Christmas?
I cannot wait for the 4th of July. I've never been this so excited for the 4th of July. This year's been one of my most fun years, most memorable years I've ever had. I haven't gone to every little rodeo that possible, going to 3 or 4 a weekend when you would only win a few $100. I've really just kind of let myself, my body just completely heal before each and every ride. I've done really well this winter, and has kind of opened my eyes how to rodeo, and enter rodeo is different. It's weird being a bareback rider because it's so physical. Once you go 3 or 4 rodeos a weekend, you need 3 or 4 days to kind of let your muscles heal up and kind of relax for a few days. And it's been an absolute, I love it. I wouldn't do anything different.
Right. Well, what are some of the biggest things that have changed this year since you won the world?
Probably my riding style. I can get in the chute and just run my hand in my rigging and hang out and just wait my turn. I'm not nervous one bit at all and just excited to get out there and spur one. I don't know why just a world title changed that, but I'm way more relaxed and can handle each individual horse different to where their bucking style is. I can handle it a lot better, and it's like that 100th ride, you know, your eyes are open. After I won a world title, it seems like my eyes were open and I can slow down and just have a good time every ride instead of on a good horse here and there.
Sure, sure. Now, have things changed a little bit in the realm of being out in the public area? I mean, do you have a lot of fans coming up now wanting more autographs and things like that?
Yeah, not so much out on the road. You get it sometimes, but in Utah, it's changed a lot. I've got a lot of fans that follow me and family that really appreciate what I do and seems like they have taken understanding and realize and appreciate what rodeo is nowadays.
Wow, that's great. That's a positive sign, and it's great for the sport, you know. To see that. Now, being there in your hometown, and have you been to a lot of rodeos up there in Utah?
you know, they don't start for another few weeks. It's still been kind of spring around here and raining and windy and cold, but we start, our circuit rodeos start in June, and then they carry on throughout the summer, and I can't wait for my hometown rodeo. We got a big new rodeo ground. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Sure, sure. Well, let's get into talking a little bit about something else that has kind of been going on this year. Now, during the winter months, they've actually started up a new association called the Professional Rough Stock Series. Can you tell us a little bit about that, what it's like to be in this type of new association that's out there?
Yeah, the PRS is awesome. That's one of those events that is so much fun. You can go there, and all your buddies are there. You got the bareback, saddle bronc, and bull riders, just the rough stock guys, and they have a format that's just fun to compete. You go out there, the 10 round or the 12 round, however many guys there is in the long round, then the top four come back to the short round, sudden death, and to come back to the sudden death round is one of my funnest. That's my favorite thing to do in rodeos. The top four, new slate, best guy wins, and go out there and get it. Give everything that you have. It's awesome. The format's good for the cowboys, good for the fans. And then the whole PRS thing, their goals and their ambition is awesome. I can't wait to see it grow and get bigger. It's going to be awesome, not just for the rodeo cowboys, but for the fans also.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is something that I really believe that it needs the sport. I mean, I'm sure that you can kind of talk a little bit more about it. But, you know, back where I grew up, back in the Southeast, you know, the horses especially, the saddle bronc and the bareback, you're seeing less and less cowboys go get on these horses. Everybody wants to get on the bulls because that's where the money's at. But now with this new association, it seems like this may open up a door and allow the opportunity for some of these younger kids to get out there and get more involved with the horse stock, you know, with the horse riding events like the bareback and the saddle bronc. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Bareback riding and saddle bronc riding, it's hard to go and get on practice horses or go and do anything bareback, saddle bronc. It's just a lot of work to do it. And then to have Jack, I call him Jackpot, the PRS, beyond PRCA, I mean, that's what's going to change the industry. And to have the opportunity right now is awesome. The PRS is opening so many doors with the rough stock, the saddle bronc and the bareback riding. Yeah, I'm looking forward to see where it goes and seeing how many kids get involved just from watching the PRS.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know that they have a pretty interesting panel of announcers and things like that. You know, they've got, of course, Spud Whitman, who's a part of it. They brought in Chad Nicholson, and then they've even got Monty Hawkeye Henson. Have you had an opportunity to go back and watch some of the television broadcasts of them?
Yeah, I have, and I think they're awesome. TV is a big part of it, and the way they're going about it, they do such a good job. Everything they do is in perfect order, rotation, and it's so slick, the events, the TV, with the TV, the PRS is doing great, and they're going to grow. It's going to be a big deal. I'm really looking forward to see where it goes.
Absolutely, and I, you know, I for one as well, you know, and certainly looking forward to the PRS and what they have. We're working out some of the details now, but just to let some of our fans know, we may actually be up in Kansas for their finals. So hopefully we get to run into you and sit down, and I know it's going to be a fun opportunity. We've got some questions that are actually coming in. And one of the questions is, who was your mentor growing up in the bareback riding?
Oh, for sure, my dad. My dad's my number one. And then I really looked up to Marvin Garrett. And then Ty Murray, for sure. That guy, he's the toughest guy alive to do all three events at the NFR and do as good as he did. He was an all-around cowboy. And then to do the bareback riding on top of that, it's my hat's off to him, and I really look up to him tremendously.
Sure, sure. What would be some of your best advice that you could give some of these up-and-coming young guys today?
Have fun. When you go to the rodeo, go there to have fun. And we have, I mean, what we do is the best living ever, and the opportunities that come from it are great. Go to the rodeo, have fun, and when you're in the chute, get tough, and when you're done, have fun, and look at what you can do better, and forget about it if you did bad, and just have a good time. Always have a smile on your face.
That's it, you know. And, you know, I mean, that's the thing about rodeo, especially with the Rustock series, because it's such a physically demanding sport, you know, both in the bareback, the bull riding, you know, even the saddle bronc. It really is a physically demanding sport. You never know how long your career is going to last. So to enjoy the best and make the most out of each time you hit that rodeo road, you know, I mean, to me, that would be some of the best advice I could give as well. What do you guys, do you put on any schools or anything like that for some of these young kids that are coming into it?
You know, there's a rodeo arena just right down the road from my house, and they have practices every Tuesday, and we go over there and we help a lot of kids. And then we go and help the college that's over here, and me and my dad. And then me and Tilden Hooper, we're going to do one back east, actually. They're supposed to let us know where and when, some guys that are contacting us. And then hopefully this November, me and my dad will have one in Ogden. So it's a chore, but rodeoing and full time, and then to get home and put on a rodeo school. But this year, we're going to try to get a few of them done.
Sure. Well, that'll be great. That'll be great. And I know that the kids that are coming up and wanting to get into bareback, I mean, you can't learn, any better than learning from guys that are world champions like you and your father. I mean, that's just great. Who do you travel with mostly?
Tilden Hooper, Jesse Davis, and Joe Gunderson. We've been traveling together now for 3 years, and then me and Tilden's been traveling since college rodeo, so it's a pretty good group. We have a lot of fun, and those guys are my toughest competitors, and then to be best friends with them, it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun going up and down the road. We meet a lot of people on the road and get to visit with our best buddies across the nation. We have a lot of fun.
You bet. You bet. Well, you know, here on the Making Eight Morning Shows, especially for our first-time guests, and I'm going to kind of put you on the spot, we do a little segment called 10 Questions, and we're going to kind of throw some questions at you here. There's no right or wrong answer, Adam, but it just kind of gives the fans a little bit of some insight about who you are. So you don't mind if we put you on the spot, do you?
Heck no.
All right. Well, okay, we'll kick things off. We'll kind of start you off easy. Now, are you a Ford man or a Dodge man?
Dodge man, for sure.
Dodge, huh? Yeah, PRCA would probably hang your neck if you didn't mention anything else, huh?
Yeah, probably.
So, okay, would you prefer the iPhones or Blackberries?
All I've ever had is an iPhone. They're handy for traveling, so I'm going to say iPhone.
iPhone, okay. All right. Let's see, and I'm actually just kind of winging some of these questions here, so you got to kind of bear with me for a minute. But if you had to do something else in rodeo outside of bareback riding, would it now I'm going to give you kind of two of them, and you tell me which one. Steer wrestling or bull riding?
Steer wrestling. I'm terrified of
bulls. Really?
I used to ride them in college and high school and stuff like that, but I was so damn scared when I was getting on them, I couldn't even ride them.
Wow. You know, and I think it's funny because I actually, spent some time riding bulls, and I thought the bareback riders were the craziest ones out of all of us. I mean, just because of the physically demanding, and I actually almost had a chance and chickened out on bareback. So, they were looking to fill some holes, you know, and they said, "Bull riders, go get on them." And I was like, uh-uh.
Yeah, that James Tilden, my traveling partner, this summer, he's always talking about how bad of a bull rider he is, and he's this and that. And I haven't rode for 5 or 6 years, so I challenged him to a bull ride home. We're going to have a two-head bull riding this summer. I'm not looking forward to it, but I've got to prove him wrong that I can ride better than him.
Wow. I think there needs to be some video footage of that. Maybe we can spot it on YouTube or something.
Yeah, we need to do something with TV. I think it'd be pretty fun.
You bet. Okay, well, here's something else for you. Let's see. Do you prefer playing baseball or football?
Oh, football. I like the physical part of it. I like lowering my head and smoking somebody.
Do you have a favorite NFL team?
Yeah, probably the Vikings. I really like Jared Allen.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Just kind of scanning down some of my notes. Wait a second. I've got an Australian. My Australian counterpart is actually over here, Katie Bartlett. And I know she actually interviewed you out in Vegas, but she had a question for you here, so we're going to let her pass it on for the 10-question segment here. Hold on one second.
This one's for the girls, Angelina Jolie or Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, man, that one's tough. Probably Angelina.
Angelina, okay.
She's a brunette guy.
So you're a brunette fan, huh?
Yep, I am. I actually just got engaged a few months ago to a little brunette.
Really? Well, congratulations.
Yep. Oh, thank you.
Do you have a date set? Is it going to be in Vegas around the Wrangler National Finals?
No, it's actually going to be July 31st at my house. There's a lot of rodeos going on here in the valley, and I'm trying to get as many buddies as I can here and have a pretty good time, so I'm looking forward to it.
There you go. And that's sort of right after the big Cowboy Christmas run, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Good deal. Well, congratulations to you, man. That's great.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Let's see. I think we may have one or two more questions here. What's your favorite movie?
Step Brothers.
Step Brothers
for a comedy and then for serious Lonesome Dove.
Okay. All right. That works. Well, I don't even know what question we're on. How many questions have we thrown out there?
Let's see.
Are you a meat and potatoes or peas and carrots type of guy?
Meat and potatoes.
You bet. I think every cowboy has that answer out there, huh? Sure enough. Well, Casey, I can't thank you enough for taking the time out here to jump on our show with us, man. We've had a great time here with you. And like I said, I mean, we'd love to have you back on maybe towards the end of the summer run going into the Wrangler National Finals, you know, when you get a little bit of a break there in that last month, maybe like the month of November or so. What do you think?
Heck yeah, I'd do that. That was a fun interview.
Well, you know, that's kind of something that we look forward to doing out here on the Making Eight Morning Shows is get the fans a little bit involved and get them connected on a laid back type thing. We try not to make things so serious out here, you know, but it's a serious sport, and you know, we all love it. We all have a huge passion for it, you know, and we can see what you've done in your achievements and how dominant you were there at the Wrangler National Finals, and you know, I mean, you're still in the top running. You're in the top three right now going into Cowboy Christmas. And that is actually one question I want to throw at you. Going into Cowboy Christmas here in the month of July, you know, a lot of things change, you know, with the standings and things like that. Do you feel pretty confident right now where you stand in the standings?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Number three, as long as you're in the top 10 coming into Cowboy Christmas, I feel like you're just fine. You can go to easy 25 rodeos in the month of July, and 25 rodeos, and if you place in the top three at each one of those, you're going to move up a bunch. So I'm just kind of taking my time right now, not rodeoing too much, and just getting ready for it, and can't wait for it to get there.
Absolutely. And we know that you're going to have a full schedule coming in. You know, I believe the PRS actually has a couple events as well. Are you planning on riding in those?
Yeah, I am, actually. June 8th, Rapid City, I'll be there. I'm looking forward to that. I like those going to those PRS events. They're a lot of fun.
You bet. Now, is there anything on the schedule the same weekend as their finals there in Kansas, that first weekend of September?
You know, I haven't even looked at the day planner yet, so I'm just looking forward to that. I'm going to go to that. That's my main focus for September, and go there and kick butt and then see what else there is to go to and then go from there.
You bet. One thing we didn't mention, too, and I don't want to hold you up, Casey, but do you have any sponsors out there?
Oh, you bet. And I'd like to thank my sponsors, Wrangler, Justin, Burn Saddlery, Cowboy Outfitters, and Browning, it's Prefert. Without those guys, I wouldn't be able to go up and down the road at all, especially with the injuries that I've had. They keep me up above the water and keep me going. So my hat's off to those guys and making our sport grow.
Yeah, absolutely. Sponsors are so huge, you know, and helping these guys, helping guys like yourself get down the road. And it is, you know, it's hard times right now. I mean, with the economy the way it is and everything, you know, it helps all of us, you know, as we can get out here and make things happen. So I'm glad that we're actually able to throw your sponsors out there, because it is nice to have them be involved with the sport of rodeo like they are.
Yeah, you betcha. And thanks a lot. I appreciate what you guys are doing, too. Everything's good. Promotion's good.
Absolutely, Casey. Well, listen, best of luck to you here going into the Cowboy Christmas, and we look forward to seeing you out here on the rodeo trail, man. Take it easy this weekend. Don't get yourself in trouble now.
I'm going to try not to. Thank you, though. You guys have a good one.
Absolutely, Casey. Take care.
We'll see you.
All right, fans, that was world champion bareback rider Casey Fields, and wow, what a cool interview that was. I'm telling you, what a way to start the rodeo weekend for us here at Making Eight Rodeo Network. As we get things fired up, we're going to be in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma here in just a little bit, and we're actually probably going to head on the road here just a few minutes early, so we may have to back our show down here, but wow. Really entertaining, and what a great guy. I mean, this guy really has his head about him, and he knows what's going on. He really does. He's focused, but he, you know, more importantly, he's just going out and having fun, and that's just a great, great deal. And, you know, that's what we all need to focus on sometimes. Sometimes it's better just to slow down and have a little bit of fun. And I have to remind myself that constantly, because I get so stressed out about everything we're doing here at Making Eight Rodeo Network, you know. It is about having fun and spending time with your friends and your family out here. And we're just glad to be able to do it. We're glad to be able to have you fans such a big part of it as well. And hopefully you guys will be tuning in here tonight. Like I said, the show should start about 7 o'clock with some mutton busting. We'll have Bucky the Bull out there. And we really look forward to having you guys tune in with us this weekend. And if you can't watch the live broadcast, you can always go back Monday and Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Central Time. We'll be re-airing the performances here this weekend from Broken Arrow. So you guys can connect with us. We'll have the chat room open. Come on over. Talk to us. Say hey. And we'll be certainly happy to hear from you and get your take on what's happening out there at the events that we're going to be at. But, man, what a great show. What a great Friday it is. It's a little rainy out here in Oklahoma. So, you know, we got a little bit of the weather that we've got to deal with out here today. But it should be good for tonight. And then this weekend's going to be a fantastic deal. Got a parade tomorrow we're going to be in. And really just looking forward to it. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to Making Eight. We'll have pictures on Facebook and on Twitter coming at you. You guys can tune in there. But we are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're actually going to wrap up our show. So fans, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Making Eight Morning Show right here on MakingEightRodeo.com.
Back in 32. have to make up nothing. You just simply told the truth. But just a guitar and a campfire, the cowboys gathered round. You know, microphone, just black coffee tones, cedar popping in the background. There ain't much change since them days. I'm just telling my story in a different kind of way. He's a cowboy on the radio. Before the song is over, that picture's painted in your heart. Well, you can tune in that sunset right there on your dial. And you can pretend you're riding with him, saddle up in his world for a while. He'll draw you a Mustang with the stars in the sky. For 3 or 4 minutes, you'll be mesmerized. He's a cowboy on the radio. Across the airwaves, a solid country gold. There's something of that buried down deep in your soul.
Back there and lay down and go to sleep.
Come on now.
She
She did say that she would be ready for the camera tonight, folks. So you guys will have the opportunity to catch up with Katie tonight, as she will be our commentator, and she'll have some great interviews and everything lined up. So make sure you guys tune in 7 o'clock Central Time as we get ready to launch the M&M Custom Campus Series with G-Money Rodeo from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. So, Rodeo fans, I want to thank you guys for tuning in here tonight. Make sure you guys catch up with us. Monday, we'll be back on the Making Eight Morning Show with Bill Putnam of the Bull Riding Hall of Fame. Not going to want to miss that show. We'll also be looking to take your calls. So if you guys have questions, ideas, comments about the Bull Riding Hall of Fame and just where we're going to be heading with this program, where Bill and the crew, the committee is going to be heading with it, you guys will have that opportunity to call in during the show. So make sure you guys look forward to that. And I know I am, really. I really want to get a better understanding of what the Bull Riding Hall of Fame is going to be about. And I know that there's some really cool opportunities for us as fans to be able to catch up on the history of the sport of bull riding. So going to be a great show on Monday. It's going to be a great weekend. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to Making Eight Rodeo Network as we broadcast live Broken Arrow tonight. Until then, rodeo fans, y'all get a grip. Stay dry. I know we probably are not because it's raining here, but that's okay. It's rodeo time, and we're ready to hit the road. So we will see you guys this afternoon. Make sure to get a grip. Have yourselves a great weekend, and we will see you guys down the road.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. God, turn your radio on.